This Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra and Concert broadcast features what would turn out to be the final engagement with the ensemble for a great Spanish conductor. The program of French music he conducted included a lesser performed work, a Spanish-inspired symphony showcasing a highly regarded German violinist in his Philadelphia Orchestra debut.
After a promising start, Augustin Hadelijk's music career was temporarily halted when he was badly burned in a fire at his parents' home when he was 15. 15 years later, the Italian-born German violinist would seem to have overcome this early tragedy to develop into a musician of astounding virtuosity. He also seems to revel in performing works that challenge his extraordinary talents. On Sunday, we'll hear him in Edward Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole, a complicated work that he has neither the ability nor the desire to make look easy.
I think that for a lot of concertos, like the Brahms concerto, which is really difficult, but the audience doesn't really notice it. So that's something that's very gratifying about the Lalo, that even though it's a huge workout, you have to work so hard and it's very difficult, but it also looks very difficult. It's very, very effective.
Hadelijk says he has many different approaches to learning music, complicated or otherwise. Sometimes he needs to immerse himself in the period to understand what the composer was trying to express. For others, almost all of the information is there in the score, but he says he sometimes needs to read between the lines.
The kind of approach to sound and to phrasing and to the harmonic tension and to the structure, these differences that are there between the composers and how differently you need to play them.
In a program that also features works by Ravel and Debussy, the late Raphael Frubeck de Burgos conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra with soloist Augustin Hadelijk in Lalo's Symphonie Espagnole this Sunday afternoon at 1 on WRTI.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.